From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. UAE rejects newspaper Qatar story. The United Arab Emirates on Monday denied hacking Qatar's state's news agency. Officials in Doha, however, say they believe a report implicating Abu Dhabi in the incident, which sparked a diplomatic crisis in the Gulf this May. The Washington Post reported Sunday that U.S. intelligence officials became aware last week that the UAE orchestrated the hacking of Qatari government news and social media sites, posting quotes falsely attributed to Qatar's emir. UAE Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Anwar Gargash rejected the report. Qatar's government communication office, on the other hand, says the report unequivocally proves that this hacking crime took place. The report says it is unclear whether Abu Dhabi carried out the hacks itself or contracted to have them done. A Jordanian military court has convicted a soldier of killing three U.S. military trainers in a shooting last year. The court announced its verdict Monday, sentencing Malik Al-Tuwaha to life in prison with hard labor. The Jordanian had pled guilty, not guilty. His lawyer said the defense respects the court's decision, but the verdict will be appealed. The shooting happened in November at the gates of a Jordanian military base. Afghan security forces, backed by U.S. military advisors and air power, have evicted insurgents from a strategically important southern district 9 months after the Taliban had it overrun. The Taliban has not yet commented. Meanwhile, the United Nations has warned the Afghan conflict continued to inflict record high levels of casualties on innocent civilians in the first 6 months of 2017, a total of 1,662 civilian deaths. This is VOA News. Russia demanded Monday that the U.S. return two compounds that were ordered closed last year after the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Moscow had interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. He says it's like a daylight robbery. They act like bandits on the road, speaking of the U.S. What is it to take away property which belongs to us according to a bilateral intergovernmental ratified document? And in order to get it back, they're acting to the principle, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, we will share. Decent people do not behave this way. Then U.S. President Barack Obama shut the compounds and expelled 35 Russian diplomats it accused of spying in December, less than a month before he left office, in response to the Russian election interference, a claim Moscow rejects. South Korea has offered to talk with North Korea to ease tensions along their border and resume reunions of families separated by their war in the 1950s. Seoul's proposal for two sets of talks indicates President Moon Jae-in is pushing to improve ties with Pyongyang, despite the North's first intercontinental ballistic missile this month. North Korea did not immediately respond to South Korea's overtures. The French and Israeli leaders have marked the 75th anniversary of the roundup of thousands of French Jews to be sent to Nazi death camps. President Emmanuel Macron told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that France bears responsibility. Zlatica Hoke has this report from Washington.
Macron called on the Palestinians to accept a Jewish state and on the Israelis to curb construction of settlements on occupied Palestinian territories.
I also call for a reprise of negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians to try to find a two-state solution, Israel and Palestine.
The Israeli Prime Minister has said repeatedly that he would not allow the creation of a Palestinian state, blaming the Palestinians for the long-time conflict.
We discussed both the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, but also the growing opportunities for cooperation between Israel and some of our Arab neighbors because of this sense, a new sense, of shared threats and shared interests.
Netanyahu was in Paris to commemorate the 1942 roundup of some 13,000 French Jews for deportation from Nazi camps, where most of them perished. Macron took the opportunity to condemn attempts in his country to downplay the French role in the Holocaust. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
And thousands of people rallied in Warsaw and other cities Sunday to oppose the Polish government's controversial new court reforms and future plans to change the Supreme Court. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.